For the Beaver Radio Network, I'm Brian Schultz. BSU women's hockey team will head to Mercyhurst this weekend, joined by Claire DeGeorge, native of Anchorage, Alaska. We'll start with that. Obviously, a rough week back home last week. When did you find out the news, and how long did it take before you knew that everybody was okay?
I was just about to go into my O-Chem class, and I was sitting there. My dad texted me, like, we just had a massive earthquake. And he didn't, that's all he said. He didn't really say much else. So I'm like, are you okay? Like, is everything all right? And he just responded like 5 minutes later after sitting there like anxious. he's like, yeah, all good. Just a little freaky. He's like, already been like a couple aftershocks. And then, I mean, basically I've just heard throughout the day, I got a bunch of texts from people like asking if my family's okay. And then I texted some people and saw that they were good. I didn't want to text too many people because I know they're probably having a ton of family texting them, asking if they're all right. So as of right now, it's when I heard that everyone was okay and there was like no injuries, no deaths, it's like honestly blessed that I didn't have to like deal with not knowing if like a friend had like passed in a bad earthquake.
When you live there, it's part of the territory. How many of those, obviously not that big, but for those of us that don't experience earthquakes a lot, how many do you guys get on average?
I would say when I was in elementary school, we'd get at least one a year. It kind of depended. I'm sure there were a couple of times. I remember, I think it was like sixth grade, we had at least two within like a week span, but they all seem to come at the same time when they do. And growing up, we always had earthquake drills. You just hide under your table and turn your head away from the windows and that kind of thing. So it's definitely, it's a unique experience. Just like, I know like if the earth starts shaking here, I'm pretty sure everyone would start freaking out. And I'd just be like, all right, just get under the table, hide in the under the doorways. It's just, it'd be kind of funny.
Back to hockey. Much needed couple of wins for you guys last week. How can you kind of roll last week into this week and continue to play well going into the long break?
Well, you know, it's definitely going to be tough. If we just got a bunch of boost from being able to win these two games against St. Cloud, we knew we needed to win. We went out and we did what we had to do to get ourselves up in the WCHA standings, and now we need to go out and show the East Coast that we deserve respect. We kind of lost a little bit against Providence, and we can go out there and show them that we're still a team to watch. We're still like in the run for the long haul.
Just last week, you were named to the USA camp coming up here right before Christmas. What are you hoping to get out of that week?
You know, it's always a tough week playing with such good players. They're all very big and aggressive and fast, and they all have great hockey sense. So being able to go there and get some tips from all the older girls there and bring them back to the team here is definitely going to be very helpful.
How anxious were you? How nervous were you leading up to the announcement of whether or not you're going to make it?
Oh, you know, I try not to think about it too much. I mean, just stay out here and play hockey. There's always a little bit of anxiety with it, like, oh, we won't make it. But at the same time, I tell myself, even if you don't make it, you still just be present in the time, and you can go get them next time. Just keep working hard. And I have my team here to be, like, my first priority is making sure that our team, that we're successful here.
Best of luck this weekend.
Thank you.